nothing there to go up there and spawn anymore. And you won't even give us money through all the licenses and fees and tags we pay through Sportfish to give us a hatchery up here. That's all I have to say. This bill doesn't really have my support, because I think if you want to do something serious for the industry, there's a whole lot of other things you can do besides give us a $100 permit and make us jump through these hoops and ropes.
Don, it sounded like you were just building up to a big crescendo to support it, but I guess not here. We have the Coast Guard gentleman here, and you've ever been up on the Colville River? Anybody been up there?
I can't speak for anybody. I deal with just strictly the Southeast Alaska, and I don't know what the Anchorage region does or the district office does. Personally, I really can't speak for them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then at this time, we'll go back to Anchorage. Is there anybody left in Anchorage that wants to testify?
Yes, there is.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Duke. I'm the owner of Chilatna Lake Lodge and also the president of the Susitna Valley Lodge Owners Association, a newly formed association representing 40-plus lodge, fishing lodges in the Susitna Valley. We've got quite a few problems with this. I'll try to keep it brief. Basically, one of the things that we feel is just ridiculous is there's absolutely no fish and game enforcement in our area as it is right now. Most of the lodges, we've had one fish and game man out there who's been great. We'd love to see a lot more enforcement, but putting all these new regulations into effect don't do anything but tie fish and game's hands up a little more and don't let them do what they need to really be working at it in enforcement. As far as the professionalism, we'd love to work with Kurt and see if we could make this industry a little bit more professional and work towards a better image statewide, but I think that we're kind of redundant on a lot of this stuff. If he would have come to us before this got to the bill, we would have been more than happy to sit down and see if we can work out some of the things that need to be done to make this a more professional organization. Some of the concerns of our group are insurance. Basically, it's just way too expensive for some of the small operators, as well as this Coast Guard six-pack license is another problem. Most of our rivers are not navigable waterways, but our concern is wonder if at one point they become navigable waterways, it gets a little ridiculous for 20 of our guides to all have six-pack licenses, and it would be almost putting us out of business to have this type of problem. The other thing, I guess, is... we'll let it go as fast as possible here. It's just we're basically not in support of this in its present form. We'd be more than happy to sit down and see what we could do to help the industry. We're definitely for a more professional industry, but we don't see where this is a help at all.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we're going to have to cut off the teleconference. I'm sorry to the people that didn't get an opportunity to testify. You can send your testimony in writing through the legislative office at the site you're at, and we'll put it in the committee records and take it under consideration when we mark up another bill. It'll probably be a couple of weeks before we bring another bill back before the committee, and until then, you can correspond with us either by phone or by mail and through the LIO. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. House Resources Committee is adjourned at 6:20 p.m.